Zach, this is Eric Tading. On Tracy Lanham, that is Lanham is L-A-N-N-O-M. Tracy Lanham, L as in Lancy, L-A-N-N-O-M, N as in Nancy. Lanham Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Date of birth is 1-9-1970. Let me spell Lanham again. L as in Lancy, A, N, N, N as in Nancy, O, M, M as in Mary. Date of birth is 1-9-1970. Date of visit is 5-10-22. This is a consultation from Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. The next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough and chest tightness with history of COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 52-year-old female who has been coughing since December of 21, was initially diagnosed to have COVID-19 infection and possible pneumonia in December. The patient was treated with oral antibiotics empirically, and was also given oral steroids, including a Medrol dose pack. And a chest X-ray was done in March of 22, which showed a triangular density in the posterior right upper lung. Due to possible atelectasis and or bronchiectasis. She had no CT done, and the patient's cough persisted, but she was not bringing up much sputum. The patient also had labs done which were unremarkable, except for blood sugar of 154. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of diabetes mellitus type 2 and a history of hypothyroidism. She had left ovarian resection as well as a cholecystectomy in the past. Denies hypertension. And denies history of chronic lung disease. Next, for habits, patient smoked one pack per day for 8 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Used marijuana remotely. Next, allergies none listed. Next, family history, father died of hepatitis. Mother is alive and has fibromyalgia. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. And she denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. She has hay fever, and she denies chest pain or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no leg edema. She has depression, no anxiety, no bruising, The nice joint pains, some muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, some memory loss, and no skin rash. I'm sorry, but she does have some skin rash. Next, medalist included escitalopram 10 milligrams daily, Lipitor 20 milligrams daily, thyroid 60 milligrams daily, lisinopril 25 milligrams daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily, and Rybelsus 7 milligrams daily. Rybelsus is R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an obese, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor rictus, cyanosis or lymphadenopathy, blood pressure. 110 over 70, pulse is 92, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 264, saturation 97. HE and ear non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Thing is, my sword is injected, he has no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and essentially clear lung fields. Heart the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, and no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with diminished peripheral pulses, reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, and rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is diabetes mellitus. Number 1 is chronic cough and reactive airways. Number 2 is history of COVID-19, pneumonia. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus type 2. And number 4 is obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any infiltrates. And a complete pulmonary function study with myocarditis studies. A polysomnographic study will be ordered as well. And she will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler. Two puffs, QIDPRN, CBCIG level to be done. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-E-L-L, O'Donnell. Let's talk to Susan.